Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
New York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
All right, guess what day it is? It's Karma Cafe, where only you can come here, put your head on our couch, and we can be your therapist. Yeah, them hood therapists. Yeah, if you got problems, I said if you got hood problems, this is the place where you can solve them. Yeah, this is DJ Litty Lit. It's unbelievable. Looks like I got Jazzy B, the Monster is coming on. And yeah, we got this music. We got who's bumping who. We got questions. We got answers. We got everything for you tonight. Y'all want to know why? Y'all want to know why? Because this is Karma Cafe, and this is what we do. So you want to join in? If you got a question for us, the hood couch is open. The therapist is ready. Dial 563-999-3411. We got Miss Unbelievable doing some spoken word tonight. Yup, 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 sure is. And once again, I'm going to give y'all love, peace, because guess what? She's feeling the love. It may not be from everybody, but I'm feeling the love. You know what I'm saying? You got to feel the love. You know, I'm giving out love today. What you giving out? I'm just saying. You giving out a hard time? You going to jail? Getting 30 days? We hope not. Call us up. Let us help you solve those problems. Because we don't want you to have no problems. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, y'all. We don't. But right now, I want to get y'all in the mood. You know how we do it. Lecrae, Y-Case Osiris, Set Me Free. And then after that, we're going to hear some Chris Brizzy. And then you're going to hear me doing some spoken word. And then we'll go into that Who's Bumpin' Who Getting Fat and some more music. Because this is what we do. Because this is how we get down on Karma Cafe. Join us. Yeah, baby.
Take the shackles off my feet so I can stay. I just wanna praise you. I just wanna praise you.
Shackles on my feet, yeah, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Shackles on my feet, oh, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this all on me. Pray this all on me.
Let me go. Let me go. I've been going through so much. I swear these people let my throat. That's on me. That's on mama's. On my mama, I can't take no more. So miss me with that drama. Get your commas. Get your racks straight. Get your facts straight. Hold me down. I rise up on them like the tax rate. Keep my past straight. Never lack faith. God been working. They gon' have to hold me back, man. Tell them, you can pick a side if you wanna. You already know who I bro with. You don't want no problems with me. Get these shackles
on my feet. Yeah, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Pray this on me.
I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in them streets, yeah, yeah. Couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles on my feet, yeah, 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 yeah.
Down for me, down for me. People left me, you was round for me, round for me. All that bitterness and anger, had to let it go. People talking down on me, I guess that's how it go. Let them know, that's on me, yeah. Shackles on my feet, you broke the hold and now I'm free, yeah. Even in the darkest times, you kept your light on me, yeah. Got the memo, read the message. Found my purpose, found my method. Only L I took was lessons. Tell them. You can pick a side if you wanna.
You already know who I bro with. You don't want no problems with me. Get these shackles off my feet.
Shackles on my feet, yeah. They won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Pray this on me.
I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in the streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles on my feet, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in the streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles on my feet, yeah, 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 yeah.
Karma Cafe, we want you to be free. We don't want you to get knocked out today. We got hood problems. We here to solve them. Yeah, that was NYK. So here we go with Chris Brown, Flashbacks. Y'all, we getting it in tonight. Join us. Be free tonight.
Dirty. Dirty. Hey, I'm not supposed to be crying over you, but you the one I wanna be closer to. On your line when now you're coming through. It's dirty, flashback, and you wish I had you back. Backtrack, I ain't tryna backtrack. No, I shouldn't have put my heart in that. Cause breaking up is like a heart attack.
I don't wanna live without you.
No, 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 no.
Solo Me Speaks. This is my love letter. It's called Love Letter. My love, I wanted to let you know how I came to love you and how you became the most important love of my life. You didn't know, but I knew it was you. It happened when I walked into the room and sat down. I didn't think to myself this would be the day I would feel this amazingly deep feeling. As I looked around, I saw your face. Oh, my word. I felt nervous and butterflies hit the pit of my stomach and rays of light shone all around you. And I knew at that moment I wanted you in my life. When you began to speak, I said to myself, this light of life is speaking directly to my soul.
And it's amazing. And it's answering. This was such a unique feeling, but a big impact on my soul. The thought of your energy touching my life was like a prayer being answered. I said, yes, my soulmate is here. And said yes to the date that appeared. My heart raced with excitement. My soul cried with joy, and my heart leaped. I am so honored. We started doing the simple things, such as morning and night text saying, good morning, my favorite girl. Good night, baby. Holding hand, park, and love letters, to name a few. I can't believe you opened a part of me to become complete oneness that I always seek. I had no clue how I lived my life without you. You're my light in the darkness, my rock that I turn to. Every moment I wake up, I live to bask and relax in your energy. Just seeing you brightens my entire soul, and I am so grateful. Our conversations, you know what I'm thinking before I even say it, and your warm embrace puts a smile on my face. Your profound love is the only thing that matters. It's what I thrive for. It's what I desire, and I'm blessed. My heart burns for you, and I would do anything to make our energy continue to burn forever. The butterflies in my stomach I felt that day, I still feel them to this day. What a wonderful and glorious feeling. Your hugs, kisses, and our intimate moments keeps me longer for you day and night. I love feeling your passion, tenderness, and devotion. It touches my soul. And baby, I will never let you go. You are patient. You are kind and have the most loving and forgiving heart. There is no one that could ever take your place. You have placed your heart in my hand, and I am happy you trust me with it. I am so in love with you. My heart melts just from the thought of loving you. You are the central focus of my life, and my world is complete because of you. I'm grateful for you and the things you do. You're a true provider, and our kingdom wouldn't reign without you. You take us to the next level, and we're blessed. You lead with precision and grace. You bring the simple things into my life. Ooh, and I'm so thankful. Thank you for trusting and allowing me to love you unconditionally. Thank you for our everlasting friendship, commitment, and faith that comes from two devoted souls. Thank you for the simple things and allowing our love to shine bright. Thank you for wanting to work on the trials and tribulations, set boundaries and expectations together, and build, mold, and sustain our trust and faith. Thank you for our unconditional love. I can't wait for more to come. I can't wait for more time shared in the simple moments. I love becoming the reflection of you. I love becoming the ray of light. You are and forever reign in my soul forever. I am eternally grateful for you. It woke up my soul. I love you. My love letter to you. That was the Soul of Me Speaks, author Miss Unbelievable E dot to the K. That is me. Yes. You can hear more or read more of my books at thesoulofmespeaks.com, volumes 1, volumes 2. There's also apparel there. And, yeah, get with it. The sponsors for tonight's show is Soul of Me Speaks, Monster US Apparel, Picasso Painting, Elite Sway Management, and eMonster.com. Right now, I'm about to put on Kissy Lee, close the door, because I think it goes along with my the love letter. What y'all think? Yeah? All right, let's get it. Let's go. I got all the monsters here. It's going to be a glorious Karma Cafe. The hood couch is ready. Yeah, baby. This is DJ E-Monster's favorite song. He going to come on hype, y'all. I'm just saying.
Baby.
Drama Cafe. What y'all on tonight? We got this new stuff and Who's Getting Fat coming up. Y'all ready? Let's get it, let's go. So who's on the chopping block? We got ATL Cops, Jamie Foxx, The Florida Man Confronts a Teen, George Floyd, A Possible Foundation and Trademark, The Coronavirus, and Taco Bell. Now, we have Who's Bumping Who, like, you know, gossip lifestyle. But how we do it, we take it to another level with our commentary. So, I'm going to start with Taco Bell. But before then, I'm going to bring in DJ E. Monster. What up,
why you
Monster?
Gonna bring, what up? Why you going to bring me in on Taco Bell, though? I don't even eat them like that. I don't even fuck with them like that. You could brought me on a whole different note. No.
On a whole different note?
You could have brought me in on the Kissy Lee track. It is. You going to bring me in on Taco Bell. It is.
Well, you know what? You didn't press one. I didn't see the little icon. I didn't see the little icon until I mentioned Taco Bell.
The All-American X-Lax Taco Bell. What up, y'all? Woosah, woosah. You ever have some shit on your mind so much you just be like, I ain't finna talk to man one of you motherfuckers. Nope, because, I don't know. I mean, it just messed up my whole demeanor. My whole demeanor. Yeah, it's something like that. So I don't know. Maybe I let it in on y'all. I don't know, because it's one of them parts, you know. It's something about my personal life, you know. Do I really want to tell y'all or not? I don't know. But we'll find out if I woo side with y'all or not. But I'm over here like Double Dutch jumping. I just Double Dutch jump, just ready to jump in and get my turn. But I'm trying not to do it, y'all.
But it's the hood couch. I mean, here it is. Here it is. Get on the couch, bruh. Get on the couch. I said, get on the couch, bruh, before I read this Taco Bell. You need the couch? I said, do you need the couch before I bring in the Taco Bell? No.
Go ahead and do the Taco Bell.
Go ahead and do the Taco Bell. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Taco Bell fires employee for wearing Black Lives Matter face covering. So Taco Bell might have a supreme problem on his hands after firing one of his longtime employees for wearing a Black Lives Matter face covering. The young man was fired 8 years on the job as shift leader at Taco Bell in Youngstown, Ohio. He refused to take off his Black Lives Matter face covering. He was told by a supervisor he couldn't wear the face covering because it was adamant Taco Bell's policy says nothing about face covers with messages on them. The one stipulation, face covering had to be clean. Skinner explained in a Facebook Live video that he wore the face cover because a surgical mask provided by the joint to employees proved inadequate in warm conditions. Skinner explained Taco Bell's air conditioning had not been working, keeping things hot inside. He said it was extremely difficult to breathe while wearing the mask. When he walked out, Skinner says a manager told him if he walked out, he would get canned, and he did. As for why he wore the Black Lives face covering, Skinner said it was in support of protesting police brutality following the George Floyd's murder. He said it was important to speak up. Taco Bell's honchos in a statement that due to mask shortage, employees are allowed to use their own mask or face covering. The joint said it was disappointed to learn what took place in Youngstown. We are working with our franchisees that operate this location to understand what happened. They continue, while our policies at the restaurants do not prohibit team members from wearing Black Lives Matter masks, we are working to clarify our mask policy so this doesn't happen again. The bail also said they apologized to the young man and made it clear we believe Black Lives Matter.
Okay, so did they give me that back? Okay, then. Moving on. No, I'm just playing. I guess it shows how much they believe it matters. I mean, don't get me wrong. I salute the brother. Like I say, every conversation that it comes down to this, I mean, I salute the brother because you're a warrior. That You know what I mean? And I salute you. I got mad respect for you. But again, Taco Bell is not the platform for you to try to push your agendas and your views. Especially if they already have whatever, whatever. Now, as you see, Taco Bell, the corporate, jumped in and said, well, we're going to check in with the franchise. That means they saying them motherfuckers is separate from us. we're going to see what's going on. But, yeah, again, I salute you, but that's what's going to happen. But it sounds like there was already an issue going on, and they just used that. He just said, fuck it, I'm going to do it up on my way up out of there. Because it sounds like what he's saying, it's getting hot in there already anyway. So it sounds like a pre-existing already. I'm going to get ready to quit this motherfucker, and I'm going to go out with a bang. But yeah, but I mean, how do you feel about it? I mean, do you think he should be allowed to wear the Black Lives Matter? Now, I didn't say whether I thought he should be allowed or not. I'm just saying that's my official opinion on people that do things like this.
I'm a policy and procedure girl. So if the policy says that it has to do is be clean, baby, I'm wearing a kente cloth. I'm wearing a Black Lives Matter. I'm wearing I can't breathe. Oh, I'm getting it in. Because if it doesn't specify that it can't say nothing, I'm aware everything that says, look, I stand with y'all in this place. Now, if it says that I cannot do it and it's against policy and you can't wear something that has any derogatory things on the front of your shirts, because there's some places that, you know, says that. But if it don't say that, oh, baby, I'm wearing it all day. And then if you say something to me, I'm going to just say, lawsuit.
Right.
Lawsuit. So if I already know the conditions are messed up, if I already know how it's going down, I'm walking out, lawsuit, get the head honchos, because I know the policy. And just like he said, he's been there for 8 years, so he knew exactly what he could and couldn't do. And like you said, he was going out with a bang, and his bang was like lawsuit, because he knew what nerve to touch of Taco Bell's managers and management, because he probably already knew that they were some type of racist, because if they ain't fixed the place, they wasn't even trying to make their employees comfortable. So, or, you know, a well-kept facility. So, therefore, now he can really get what he deserves out of those 8 years. And this is the thing that I think Taco Bell hired honchos, be like, dang it, they did it to us again. This Black man going to get paid. He going to get paid. Ring it up, young man, ring it up. Cha-ching, cha-ching. This is your day, cash in.
Right. Okay. What else we got on the top block?
Okay. Well. Okay. Florida shows signs as next coronavirus epic center as cases spike across the country. So, 10 states so a record of new COVID cases, and one of them could be the next epicenter of the national health crisis. Florida reported 3,207 additional corona cases on Thursday, the largest single-day count in the state since the pandemic, according to the state health department. Florida's total has climbed to nearly 86,000. Ooh, I ain't going. The Sunshine State has all the markets of the next large epic center of coronavirus transmission and risk being the worst it has ever been. According to the projections from the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, who was monitoring all the cases. That makes me very worried, because the numbers they are seeing is easy to start doubling and lose control of the epidemic. The model projected actual cases in Florida and confirmed by increasing hospitalizations from Tampa to Orlando to Miami-Dade County and ends up the east and west coast of the state. Yep, I'm going to stay my little tail right here. How you feel about that? I'm going to stay right here.
I don't know what to say. I mean, it says you can't get corona because of the heat. It's definitely hot down there in Florida.
So that's a lie.
In the beginning, at first, they said black folks couldn't get it.
We found out that's a lie.
Shit, I mean,
but
what
you
do
know
you say?
What's been the truth? They said it travels by water. What's all in Florida? Water. At them beaches, what is out there? Water.
Yeah, and if you remember, at one point they were trying to say that, you know, it was the mist, the water, the mist that was coming off the water. I'm not saying that is what it is, but I'm just saying, remember, it just sounded so ridiculous before when it was like, oh, in California, when the California beaches were filling up, oh, in California, they got to be aware because the mist can make it a mist and make them more, man.
But is it mist almost like snot, like a sneeze?
She said, like snot? Oh, my goodness. No, that's a bubble. I
meant
like
a sneeze.
Though, like when they sneeze, like, yeah, like when they sneeze and they be like, it moves at 30 miles an hour, it's vapor.
Yeah.
I guess that's kind of what they're saying. When the water be splashed, little droplets in the air carry. But I mean, I'm gonna do like you say. I'm gonna sit right here and just look at y'all.
But then it said,
as
you heard, it said it's going up the east and west coast. It didn't say nothing about the Midwest. We may be safe for right now.
I don't even know what to say to that. Because, you know, fuck around, they're going to start having parties. They're going to be like, oh, parties in the Midwest. Everybody got corona.
No, they're going to be going to Chicago because that's where Chicago, they don't care. Chicago already said, fuck y'all.
Said, we'll beat corona up. That's what Chicago said. Let corona bring
it. From the hood.
Yeah, see what happened. We're going to pimp her. We're going to pimp Corona. Let me stop. Somebody going to rebuke me. Don't judge me. Pray for me, y'all. Oh, you know, we're going to go ahead and play a track right quick, and then we're going to come back. I loaded up all of my system up. I was scared before. I'm not going to lie. With that storm shit, I shut everything down. Turn it all off. Shit. If I could, I would have turned me off. But everybody's locked up, everything. Let's get into some future. Oh, shit, I just seen some light. And I'm about to turn all this shit off again. Let's get into this fresh air before I turn it off. Oh, shit. I don't like this. Hell no.
It's raining here, y'all. It'll be okay. Get your fresh air. Woo, child.
I let y'all dreams go to waste. I'ma need fresh air. Soon's going first, lights have out you. Never broke place up, don't forget y'all had that. Been like Janet Jackson, said it's all for you. Never chop with a navigation when I'm left for I'll be right back, I'm on autopilot for the week. Up the bigger paper, man. Tell me, is it impossible? Do these drugs and fall in love? I'm a deep pressure.
watching at the backyard looking sexy. Check out Cardi, not
I need.
I almost caught your ass. Woosa, I almost caught your ass.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. We're bringing it back. Therapy is now in session. Don't forget, this is the only cafe where there are no menus, but your ass will be served what you deserve right here on the Monster US Radio Podcast. So, all right, who else we got on the chop block tonight?
All right, how you feel about this? How you feel about this? Jamie Foxx bulks up to play Mike Tyson. How you feel about that? Jamie reveals Iron Mike body. Jamie Foxx is becoming Mike Tyson. He got the voice down. And now he's showing off his yoked out body. Fox is starring in an upcoming biopic about the boxing legend. He'll play both young Mike and older Mike. He's been working on the project for years, but the production seems to be picking up steam, and during a recent episode of Catching Up with the Mark Bergman, Jamie revealed how he's transforming his body to look just like Tyson. So if you see him, whoa, baby. Fox says he has a daily workout regimen of 60 pull-ups, 60 dips, 100 push-ups. It's changing the body's top half. As for the lower body, there's a different plan for that. I ain't got no legs. I ain't got no calf muscles, so we're going to have to use some prosthetics for that. Fox says he's 216 pounds when shooting again as young Mike, and then he plays old Mike. He'll balloon to a 225, 230, which will look like 250 on the screen. Jamie's excited about this project. What you think about Jamie Foxx playing Mike Tyson?
I mean, I think he's ugly enough to play Mike Tyson.
Wow.
what it was about when I was a champion back in the day when I was coming up in Brooklyn.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I think it would be great, Mike Tyson. Jamie Foxx playing Mike Tyson. I think Jamie Foxx is a really great actor. I think even back when he was doing comedy, when he used to pretend to be people, I think he was doing it very well. You know, so I think Jamie Foxx is like one of those underrated all around actors. I think he can play a lot of people because he used to imitate them and he imitated them well.
Yeah.
So for him to play them as a, in a movie, yeah, I think he's gonna get this Mike Tyson right. I think he's gonna do Mike justice. Now, like you said, with the body, now okay, we're gonna see how that's gonna be. but you know, but I think I'm gonna see. I'm gonna want to see it. I'm gonna be honest. Uh-huh. I'm gonna want to see it. You know, I ain't seen Jamie let me down yet.
True. I just kind of like watching him transform because he literally transforms into the individual. Because like he did Ray, when he turned into Ray Charles, I was like, am I looking at Ray Charles? Jesus, is this just yeah. So I can't wait to just see him because he's an impressionist, so he already can do the voices and he always can, you know. But I want to see if he could throw them hands like Mike. I want to see if he going to get them love, you know, things like, you know, like Mike. And I just want to see what Mike's life really looks like because we really didn't get to see the inside of Mike's life. All we saw was, you know, him boxing, him marrying, Robin Givens, divorcing, having kids, biting off the ear. Then Mike disappears. So,
true.
And then him getting abused as a kid and stay with some uncle or somebody to deal with his anger. So I really want to see where they're going to deep, like, go in to give us a storyline. Where is the deep storyline going to be at? So I'm going to watch it. And I ain't no movie buff, but I'm going to watch that. Yes. Bless
right.
God. And look at that body, too. Amen. Yes.
Hang on, I'm gonna let you have that part. I'm gonna watch the rest of the movie.
Be like, yes, get that. Look at that. All you gotta do is how many push-ups, dips, and sit-ups. Get your butt down there and do that. Hey, amen. We can work with that. That's how we do it. Yes.
So, okay. What else we got?
So, you know, there's one story that's coming along with justice, and then there's another story that's still not getting justice. So the Rayshard Brooks shooting, the cop, Rolf, turns himself in his book for felony murder. Brosnan just spoke publicly for the first time since he's been charged. His attorney claims the alleged allegations by the DA are exaggerated and misleading, and he was unaware that he was shot intentionally and was trying to figure out what happened. His lawyer for Brosnan went to get a first aid kit to help Brooks, and by that point, officers had arrived. They're saying Brosnan added that Brooks was friendly and respectful, and he just wanted to help him out, but before the incident turned violent. Roe was now also being booked and charged with felony murder. He's also charged of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, criminal damage to property in the first degree, and violation of oath by public officer. But dang, how come? Okay, stop. Keep reading. He went to jail and he's been released. One of the cops involved in the shooting has turned himself in and he's been charged with aggravated assault. In addition to aggravated assault, the other one faces three acts of violations of oath by public officer. So the cops who shot him are charged with a felony murder, but yet has not turned himself in, the other cop. The DA gave him to Thursday to turn himself in to do so. The DA announced 11 charges against Roe, and there's two cops involved. There's Roe and there's Brosnan. Brosnan turned himself in. Roe has not. You would see the kick and the attack on the video. The DA says there was fear, all types of emotions, but you can hear Brooks say, I got him. So, but we got Rayshard Brooks, cops being turned in, but there's still nothing happening on the young lady's case. The DA has not turned over the records yet.
Right. Yeah. Everything's on Front Street now. We're going to see what's going to happen. I mean, you can't even say first it was George Floyd because obviously he was just a part of something that's been going on for a long time. And apparently they're proving he ain't going to be the last. I mean, there's still protests going on now about, you know, George Floyd and other people and, you know what I mean, all the other murders. And all I can say is, like I said before, at some point, they just got to be like, just let them go. You ain't got to kill him. You ain't got to do that extra. You already know who he is. You're going to catch him again. Now I was trying to put the thing in there about, oh, he was doing this, he did it. It doesn't justify killing him. Either way it go. He had his back. He was running away. Okay, he looked, he turned with the taser thing. He probably couldn't see directly and hit you with it. Okay, go ahead, run, bro. We just going to trail you. We going to catch you. We going to call a dog. It is what it is. But don't kill him. So,
they don't kill their white counterparts. Let's just be real. If he was white, they would be like, he must be on drugs. Let's just tase him. And let's just call it a day. Come on now. They only do that. Mm-hmm. And because we're not taking the blatant killing anymore, they're quitting. They're quitting themselves. So that cops who want to be cops can come in now and respect that office. Because there's people who are like, man, I want to be a cop, but and they're probably going to be absolute wonderful cops. Because you got to remember that some people's gifts and talents is being a cop, you know, but because it's so corrupt, they'd be like, yeah, I'm going to figure out, I'm going to be something else. I'm good at that. But I'm going to do something else. So I really feel like, I hope that the cops that are leaving is almost like the White House. Remember how the White House people who was in there for 25 to 30 years and started dropping like flies when Trump came in? I'm gone. You've been there for 18 years? Yeah, but I'm gone. I just can't. So hopefully this is the same reaction that we're getting across the board. Oh, I'm gone. They not letting us kill those niggas no more. I'm gone. I can't do that. I've been killing niggas for 25 years. They not going to let me do that no more. Okay, I'm gone. You know what I'm saying? Like, and yes, I meant it that way I said it because I don't say that word, but I'm serious. That's how they witch hunt us. You know what I'm saying? So now they're like, oh, they locking us up for that now? Oh, I was doing this for 25 years. My daddy was doing that for 25 years. The righteous ones, now that we can get people who coming in who really want to do the job.
Right. Yeah, because I was going to say, some people are like, oh, the police are quitting. 7 of them quit. And they probably quit because they probably was like, oh, shit, they going to come for me in a couple weeks. Oh, I'm about this bitch. Pew. You did?
Yeah.
But one thing we got to think about, though, as a community, I mean, I understand the police, when it came to this situation, they fucked up. I'm going to say it as it is. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. They fucked up. What the police should have did, they should have came out and should have, all the other cops that don't believe in this, this was not practice that they believe in, should have came out and on Front Street and should have been the ones to go get them and shown the community, we don't condone this. This is not what we're about. But they didn't do that. They came out and said, oh, it's everybody attacking the police. No, we're not attacking the police. We're attacking the shit that y'all doing.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all getting away with it. Y'all not being charged with it. Or y'all being charged with it and y'all walking off. That's what the shit's up. That's what everybody's upset about. But they didn't do that. But what we got to think about us as a community, though, is what are we going to do now? What are we going to do next? Because at some point, we got to figure out which cops are the good cops and let them be and allow
mm-hmm.
them to do what they're supposed to do. Yes, we got to get rid of those bad ones, but we got to figure out which ones are the good ones. Like, here's an example. Like, ever since he came in, I don't know. Maybe he was a bad dude at one point. I don't know. But I haven't seen nothing bad about Mr. Arredondo.
Mm-hmm.
It is. So it's like, okay, how do we find more guys like him and keep them, you know what I mean, patrolling the streets and doing what's supposed
yeah.
to be done, you know what I mean, doing what's supposed to be done. We can't just say they all is bad, whatever, whatever.
Okay.
We just got to figure out who is right and who the ones that are wrong, get them out of there, and, you know, I don't know, protect, praise the ones that are doing the right thing.
But you know what? I like what you said, but Arredondo been a cop for a long time, so he actually knows who to weed out. Like, y'all know in y'all own system who to weed out. Like, you know
mm-hmm.
how we grew up and we knew who the snitch was. We knew who to take with us to, you know, be body. We knew who to take around a girl guy. You always knew in your clique, in your system, who was who. So
mm-hmm.
I believe that the police officers who are there know who's who and who's doing what because they talk. You know what I'm saying? So now that you're not using the police federation, now go do your job. Like, now just really debunk all those that you know because you've been there for a long time. Come on now. We just got to hold them up so that they won't kill them. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
For getting them out. But, okay, so George Floyd Foundation may be in the works, Family Films for Trademark. George Floyd's name seems to be headed towards foundation status because his family is already making moves to lock up the rights to something called Just That. George's brother recently spoke to trademark the phrase the George Floyd Foundation, and if he gets it, he'll be able to use it and teach and advocate. He's looking for the George Floyd Foundation on downloadable software for mobile phones that educate on police reform, downloadable media files featuring documentaries about George and other digital materials like DVDs and audio videos. Oh, that's good. He also wants the George Foundation on website dedicated to police reform, as well as downloadable documents and PDFs with information on the topic, too. But there's more. He wants a trademark to be able to slap the phrase on COVID-19 face coverings, sweatshirts, T-shirts, baseball hats, and even charitable events to support family victims to police brutality. He also reveals in the application that he and his family aim to conduct business seminars on social justice and police reform. It looks like they're going to have the works in terms of starting a full-blown nonprofit for their deceased relative, considering how much change George Floyd's death has spurred this far. Setting up a foundation for the guy certainly feels like a logical next step. Here's hoping they get it. I mean, if they're going to do all that, let's go. And I'm happy that their family, you know, got on it before somebody else, you know, was who don't even know them trying to make some bucks. They're trying to make education, not bucks. I mean, they will in the process, and they're keeping it in the family to build their wealth, you know, from the situation that happened. But I'm glad that they are doing it because, you know, people get to doing all kind of stuff. I got a film that, you know, he was a dog. No! What we're trying to do here. Hopefully they get it.
Or other people start a George Floyd Foundation and get worldwide worth $4 million. But George's family, his daughter and kids and them, they looking for benefits. I'm just saying that's the type of thing
mm-hmm.
you know you don't want to see happen. They're not looking for benefits. I'm not trying to put that out there like that. I was just using that as an example. So please don't take that into context. But yeah, so it's good to see them getting those things in order and handling that, you know, handling it the way that it should be.
Yeah. Saw the who's bumping who, who's getting fat for tonight.
Okay. Well, wow. We're almost at the end. We got like 5 minutes to go. So, all right. Let's see. Let's see. What else we got over here to woosah about? You got anything over there?
Oh, you know, I just got a testimony. So the other day, you know how you be wondering where some of your traits and some of why you act the way you do, and you just be like, did I pick that up? Well, one the other night, I was listening to my mama's conversation, and she was talking about how she was with the guys and how, you know, she would, you know, do A, B, C, and D. And I was like, you did? Really?
Mm-hmm.
I had a little smart mouth. You know, I went all the way. I was like, oh, my God. I got that from you. So it's so interesting to hear, like, I thought I was talking. Like, when she was talking, I'm looking at her like, that sounds like me. I promise you that's a conversation I would have. Oh, my God. That's So it was, like, mind-blowing to hear. It's almost like to see a mirror, like, look in the mirror, and your older self, and you're like, that's my older self, but that's my younger self because that's where I got it from and didn't know it. And I'm like, oh, man. And it was some good stuff, though. But I was just like, oh, the smart mouth must run in the family. Got it. How do you stop, you know, having a smart mouth, right? I'm better because I used to be real bad, like real bad, cut you real fast in a hurry. Yes, Miss Unbelievable had an unbelievable mouth. And don't add curse words to it, Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
Wow, really?
Oh, was that out loud? Oh, I apologize.
Yeah.
Please continue.
Ooh, no,
Please continue.
Oh, wow. And we got pettiness coming up. Okay, sarcasm, do you have anything to add to that? Any more?
Right now, huh?
Too late. Your mouth and your whatever you thought in your head came out your mouth. Yes, it did. Yes, y'all, it did. Y'all hear that? Wow. I am better. Huh, so much better. I've been sharing love. I've been spreading love. What is you talking about? Oh. But yeah. So if some of y'all want to know where your mouth, just listen to your eavesdrop. Nah, because I didn't want her to know. I was listening to eavesdrop on one of your parents' conversation. And then you'll be looking in the mirror. Just eavesdrop one time.
True that. And sometimes when you look at, when you're yelling at your kids, don't yell so hard. Because think about it. Depending on how many kids you got. Like, I'll be honest. I got a couple kids. I don't got a lot. Don't look at me like that. I'm not no heathen. I just got a couple kids. It is.
A couple is two,
but
dog.
Kids,
you got a few. You got a few. A few is more than two.
See? It's your turn to be petty. And you're taking good advantage of it. So,
no.
Anyways, exactly, with my story. So, my kids all are a piece of my personality. Every last one of them are a piece of my personality. I'm dead serious. The little wild side of me, yep. The little smart mouth, yep. The business, yep. On point, don't take no big, yep. That little shy, but still doing, like, you know, when you be, like, bashful, but you drink some liquor and all of a sudden you just, wow, yep. There's the one that's like that. He seems shy, but no, his ass is wow. Yeah. So when you're yelling at your kids, you're really yelling at your damn self. Stop. Your kid got that smart mouth, talking all sassy. That was your ass. Don't beat yourself.
Right. Oh my gosh. Like my nephew acts like my youngest son, my oldest son. Like my nephew acts like my youngest son.
Oh.
He don't listen for nothing. You tell him something, he be like, shut up, booty ass. I be like, really? Did you just say shut up, booty ass? And say, I don't care. Shut up, booty ass. I don't care. Like, that is my youngest child's favorite word to say. I don't care. And when I tell you he didn't care and he don't care, and you try to beat it out of him because you like, boy, you be like, I don't care, beat me. It ain't going to work. I still don't care. I'll be like, oh, I can't stand you. But then I thought about it. I was like that. I was like, I don't care. You can do whatever you want to. I'm still get the last word. I don't care. Da-da-da-da-da. I was like, ooh. I never called you a booty ass, but I was like, ooh. They got that I don't care from me. And how do you get, how do you go and take it away now? When it's so like three generations. We're talking three generations now.
I'm just still trying to get over it. Like, you trying to be serious and he just called you a booty ass.
I'm just like,
yep.
Oh, wait a minute. What did you just call me?
Yep. You know, shut up, you booty ass. Shut up. I don't care. I'm like, did he just call me a booty ass? Yep. And all they say is, watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. You don't get popped in the mouth? No, we're not popping kids in the mouth no more. Okay. I mean, yeah.
Oh, shit. I remember when I was a kid. Shit, let me turn around and say something like that. It didn't have to be to my mama. It can be to an auntie. It can be to a play cousin. It didn't matter. They're fucking Karate Kid. You know, a Karate Kid did that little hot kick. Pow. Yeah, that's what I did. Go ahead and say it again if you want to. Say it one more again. Just look like your lips want to stutter it.
Right.
Right. All right. Let's stop. I just one of my parents indicted. Child abuse.
Man. All our parents would have been child abuse right now because there hasn't been a one parent that I talked to in my day that we didn't get out, but what, and mind you, this is how bad it used to be for me. I used to be at my friend's house and they had a big mama, and then I was clowning, and then that big mama whooped me, and then by the time I got to home and my granny, she like, come on in here for this whooping. I was like, wait a minute, I just got a whooping from this big mama at my friend's house. Why I got to come in here and get another whooping? And I got another whooping. Who does that? I got one, and Big Mama wasn't even related to me. I'm like, you're not even related to me. Hold on. So you get to whoop me, so the neighborhood get to whoop me, so now I get whooped by the neighborhood. That's what you're telling me. So, yeah.
You see? And a lot of y'all saying, oh, that was this, that was that. But guess what? We wasn't out there running them streets like little some of these cats is now. That's what we're going to say. Because some of them, I'll be like, oh, my. You know what? If I had a rock, I'd throw it at your mama and your daddy. One day, they ain't even had no video camera. And they was twerking on top of the cars like it was a video. I said, what? I'm just driving down the street. Wait, what? What the hell is happening here? Like, I'm uncomfortable. I rolled up my windows and locked my door. No, we don't do that. Like, who taught you this?
You're not supposed to, you know what? Yeah. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to end our show for tonight. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow. It's Friday Night Live. We're going to get it live. We got to get it crunk. Because, yeah, I got to do my third shift. Oh.
Yes, oh, you got. You got this.
What? I don't know what I'm going to make these kids this time. They be loving my treats, though, my cakes and brownies and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Make us some cookies.
You say some milk and cookies. No.
Yeah.
Don't forget monstarsradio.com, solemnspeaks.com. Oh, I'm about to choke out. eMonster.com. Elite Weight Management, Picasso Payne, and Monster US Apparel. So, yeah, we up out of here, y'all. Have a good night. And if you didn't do nothing great today, you could still wake up tomorrow and be monstrous. Have a good night.
Peace. Mwah. Thank you for listening. We love y'all. Giving our love.
Shout out, Jazzy.